Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. So I've been thinking a lot about what people must think about when they think about success, or whether they're contemplating the level of success that they're going to achieve or go after or strive for in their lifetime. And I started thinking, wow, you know, with all the information that's out there, it must seem quite complicated in a lot of ways to individuals. Like, where do I start? What do I do? What's necessary? What's not necessary? There's a lot of contradicting messages out there. And I saw what I did. What I thought was, I'm going to break this down in a way so that this is overly simplistic, but it's going to give everybody kind of a rough outline as to how they can be as successful as they want to be. Here's the things that don't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you start, although you do need to know where you're starting. It doesn't matter where you want to go, because you can go anywhere or create anything you want in your life. It doesn't matter what your skill sets are, what your knowledge is, who you know, who you don't know, how much money you have or how much money you don't have. This is all about the awareness to be as successful as you want to be, and build whatever life that you want. And I don't care if you're the poorest person in the world. You can start where you are, and you could become the most wealthy person in the world, so to speak. You could do anything that you want. So here's what this looks like. The idea is this. Success is about awareness. It's something that is in each one of us, both from a genetic standpoint, a physical genetic standpoint, a biological genetic standpoint, and a spiritual genetic standpoint. Every person is born to be a success. Now, what an individual doesn't really know, and it does take a little bit of time to kind of work this part out, is what is their purpose in life? What is the thing that they're in harmony with the most that will give them the most pleasure to do in life and will also at the same time contribute to that of other individuals and allow a person to build whatever life that they want? That part comes out, it shows up as we go through a process of making decisions, setting some kind of a goal, having an experience and getting feedback on that experience, learning, growing, and understanding within that process. So basically what that means is that, okay, I'm over here. Here's wherever I am. So I'll just use myself as an example. And everybody that's listening to this, you can use your own self as an example. When I first started to become aware that I wanted to take a path and change my life, I was driving a forklift. I was married. I had two children. I was a high school dropout. I had no skills. I had a bad attitude. I was struggling to pay my bills. Most of them got paid late. I had filed bankruptcy once. I had a car repossessed once. I was not in a good place. And I had the accident where I broke my back. So I was not in a good place. And I had to figure out, how do I change this? So it was a process. And the process began like, okay, I understand where I am. I also understand that I don't want to be in this place that I am. And now I want to set a trajectory for where I want to go. So whenever we start, wherever it is that a person is starting, they have to understand that you're only going to be able to see so far from a realistic place. And here's what I don't want to, like, I'm going to use the word realistic a few times. I don't want somebody to think that by me using that word, I'm saying don't set big audacious goals for yourself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that wherever you're beginning, you have to begin to believe to some degree that you can accomplish the next level of whatever it is that you want to accomplish. If we set a goal like, I'm making $20,000 a year and I want to be a billionaire, but I really don't believe that that can happen. I don't have any product, service, business, no knowledge of how I'm going to get there. And I keep saying it over and over again, but I don't ever really do anything to start moving in that direction. It's probably just a mere idle fantasy of, oh, it would be cool to be a billionaire and have a yacht or have a private plane or whatever you think that that might entail. But there's nothing realistic in your reality that is a starting point for that. So the idea is that we come up with something that we want, and then what is the step that we're going to take to start getting there? So when I first started, sure, I had dreams of being a multimillionaire and, you know, all that, but none of that was realistic to me. I didn't ever think that was something that could be a possibility. But, you know, it's a fantasy. Like, a lot of people have a fantasy, like, oh, it'd be so cool to have that much money and be able to do that kind of stuff. I was starting off with the idea of I would like to double my income. So I wanted to go from $20,000 to $40,000 a year. I wanted to buy a boat. I wanted to buy a fishing boat. It was something that I wanted since I was a little kid. And I thought at the time that I would probably want to retire in Wisconsin, where my uncle retired, and probably buy some land up there. So that's the idea that I started off with. Now, you have to pick the place that you're going to start. That could be further ahead than I was. It could be less than what I did. You don't have to compare it to me at all, actually. I'm just using myself as a reference point. You pick whatever it is that you want. And then once you pick it, it's really important to write it down. What is the first goal you want to achieve? Remember, it should be a goal that you could reach in a relatively short period of time. I would say within a year or less. Yes, you can have goals that go beyond that. Absolutely. But what we're after is we're after becoming aware of our ability to be successful and moving through the developmental stage of that awareness. And this is where all the different places where people get stuck, where there's all different kinds of conflicting information, all of this occurs in this place. And that's basically between the place that you're starting right now and where you want to end up with your first goal. Because it's what happens in that space and in that time that that allows you to continue to move forward, to uncover your purpose, to develop yourself as a person, and to set bigger and more lofty goals as you go forward. So let's take a look at what that looks like. So we set this goal. Now, when you set this goal, most people probably would not know this part, but it's really the most crucial part of this next process of accomplishing the goal is, who do I have to be in order to accomplish the goal? And this is very important that we start with this language, because whatever goal you reach in life, it is the result of who you are choosing and developing yourself into in order to achieve that goal. It's not based on magic. It's not based on some law of attraction that things are going to come to you and all you have to do is change your emotion. There are so many parts to this that are relevant and a whole lot of nonsense that is not relevant to it, that you can get really lost in the weeds if you don't understand what's going on. So asking ourselves, who do I need to be? Then, so what does that mean? So now I'm going to look at myself and I'm going to say, okay, here's the person that I'm showing up as from a value perspective, from an ethical perspective, from a work ethic perspective, from a knowledgeable perspective, from the perspective of how I treat others. What's my viewpoint of money? What are the skill sets that I currently have? What are the skill sets that I'm going to need to build upon and work on? And anything else that I need to learn and know to be able to move forward. So you have that. You also have something else that I think is a very big thing. And that is, what is your level of responsibility around your life at this point? This piece is absolutely vital. Meaning that in this process, you're either going to all at once say to yourself, I'm taking 100% responsibility for my life and everything that's in it, or you're going to continue to move down this road toward your goal, and through trial and error, through the law of cause and effect, through the experience of different situations and circumstances, you're going to realize that the only way that you'll ever be able to hit that goal is if you take responsibility for yourself and everything that is actually showing up in your life. This is very, very important. I think where a lot of people get really lost in this path for their own life is that as they start to move toward the goal or the dream, there are different things that happen in their life that they have a very difficult time accepting responsibility for, and they move into blame or they move into self-pity. And when we do that, what we're really doing is we're looking at what is the situation or circumstance that I'm experiencing, and I'm understanding that I'm having a hard time with it for whatever reason you're having a hard time with it. But you're looking at something other than yourself as actually being the cause of the problem, the challenge, the situation, the circumstance, the result that you're experiencing. And that causes a big problem. The other thing is this. You're going to go, if you're going to live your life with a value of personal and professional development, which I encourage I don't think that there's anybody that this is not right for, because it's a fundamental law of nature to continue to grow as a living thing. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to make that conscious choice to do that, you're going to put yourself in the process of constant change for the rest of your life. And if you're in constant change, you have to realize that the people that are around you are going to recognize the fact that you're consistently changing. And you have to also know that it's going to make them uncomfortable. It's going to make them very uncomfortable, because most people don't like change. They don't like to experience change. And if they're around you, if you're part of their life, if you're a friend, if you're a brother, a sister, if you're a mother, a father, if you're a son, if you're a daughter, if you're a spouse or a lover or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, if you're an employee, it doesn't matter. You're going to have interrelations with people, and those people are going to experience you changing. Changing can also be messy, meaning that when we change, we have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable in that change, because we have to be open to whatever the change suggests that we need to do in order to make the change. And, you know, Val Vanderwall said that the amount of success that we accomplish in our life is directly proportional to the amount of truth that we can accept ourselves without running away. And when we start to go for a goal, when we start to get into this process of changing and growing and learning, and we're in that vulnerable state, we're going to see things about ourselves that sometimes are very difficult to look at. Insecurities, beliefs, ideas about life, about people, all different kinds of things begin to show up for ourselves. Judgments. Then we're also experiencing those things from other people, meaning that as we begin to grow, you're going to experience judgment, you'll experience jealousy, you'll experience envy, you'll experience criticism, you'll experience people walking out of your life, talking behind your back. you're going to experience a lot of things that we would say are actually quite negative. And in especially in the beginning, they're painful. It's painful to deal with because you think to yourself, these are people that care about me. These are people that love me. These are people that have my best interest in mind. And if they don't have the value of personal growth, they do not understand why you're going through the changes that you're going through. So it makes them uncomfortable. It makes them insecure. It triggers them in various different ways based on their belief systems and their insecurities. And very often that gets projected back onto you. So when you're going through this, if you're not in a place of really accepting responsibility and being very solid in who you are as a person, that's where this whole thing gets really vulnerable. It isn't so much the ups or downs that a person naturally has with the activities of success and the different things that we're creating in our life, whether it's a job or a business or if you're an artist or a musician, whatever it is that you do, it has its ups and downs, its learning periods, the mistakes that you make, the corrections that you make, getting it right, getting it wrong again, getting it right again. All of that stuff is well enough in itself. It has its aspirations and its disappointments, but I don't think any of that stuff for the average human being hurts or disturbs us as much as what other people think of us as we're actually going through this. So self-awareness is a really big key here in getting ourselves to a state of maturity where we understand who we are, we know what we want in life. And by the way, that knowing doesn't have to be, I know every single thing that I want from a materialistic standpoint. I know every goal that I want to achieve. It doesn't have to be that. What it means is that you know that you're here to do something and you're on that path for yourself. When we know those things, then we also look at other people and we realize that they may not know those things. And that's the reason why we're being judged by them in the way that we're being judged. So this is a very important understanding because that's the most difficult thing I think that we go through is the acceptance or the rejection of other individuals as we begin to go through a process of change. There's also the idea where we grow to a place that we're no longer in harmony with certain people in our life. And that doesn't make the person bad. It doesn't make them wrong. Listen, a person is not bad or wrong if they don't want to go down the personal development path in their life. Everybody has a purpose and a reason and an experience that they're going to have in their lifetime. And that's up to the individual. So if a person is not choosing to do those things, then by default, what's going to end up happening is that we begin to grow apart because the person that's growing, they're maturing, they're learning more, their intelligence is expanding, they are having new experiences that allow them to see things differently, that allow them to come to different belief systems, accept different belief systems, allow them to grow and create bigger goals and achievements for themselves. And the person that's not choosing to do that, they're pretty much staying the same. So what ends up happening is that there's a divide that takes place. And at some point, we realize that I don't have that much in common with this person anymore. And I've seen that go both ways. I've seen it go let's say three different ways. One way is this, where you can maintain friends or maintain whatever the relationship is. There is no judgment from the other person. They have no judgment against you for what you want to do. They're like, go ahead, live your life the way that you want. It's not for me, but you go ahead and do what you want. I'm not going to give you a hard time or be insecure over it because they're happy with the way that they are. You probably won't spend as much time around this person, but it's not necessarily a reason to have to remove the person from your life unless you want to do so. On the other hand, you will have a person who will judge you relentlessly for what you're doing, because everything that you're changing about yourself is making them extremely insecure. That can be a painful decision to say, I can't let this person in my life anymore, because now this relationship that I thought was caring is actually starting to become somewhat toxic. And then on the other hand, you'll have individuals who will not necessarily be 100% supportive, but they're not going to be 100% tearing you down either. And they just kind of hang out and do their thing. But really, they're moving further away from you than you're moving further away from them, because they're also realizing that whatever the new beliefs and things that you're taking on, they don't have anything in common with it. And it's not something that they're interested in. So they actually start pulling away. So it can go in a variety of different ways. But those are the things that I see where most people get stuck in the idea of, should I do this or not? And really, what it's happening is that as we go from the process of where we are to where it is that we want to be, that journey begins to expose things in our life. And when it comes down to other people, what it exposes is what is the value or the belief system that we've been taught about relationships and the importance of relationships in our life. And depending on the relationship, the importance of the specific relationship that we have in our life. So that's where it can become quite difficult for an individual to navigate that. What the person has to remember in this process, though, is that the most important relationship in their life is the relationship that they have with themselves. And then to place all other relationships in an order of importance, because that is going to determine how they deal with those relationships, the time that they invest in those relationships, and the decisions that they make around them. If those relationships continue to hold influence over us in a way that is going to negatively impact the direction that we're going, chances are the person will give up somewhere along the way. They'll totally give up on it, because it becomes too contentious, it becomes too painful, and we're subconsciously trying to drag the other person with us at the same time. Or what we're doing is we're trying to make all these changes and not have somebody else's feelings be hurt. One of the large processes that we go through is through the transformation in our belief around money. Most people are not raised with a healthy belief in money at all. Money is a tool for survival for most people. It is linked with a tremendous amount of scarcity in a person's life, so meaning that there's not enough, and that we have to work really, really hard in order to get it. And if we want more, we have to work even harder. Of course, none of those things are true, but if you believe them, they might as well be, because that's the reality that belief will then dictate in your life. However, once a person starts to become aware of themselves and the truth around money, the other experience that they have then at this point is that money starts becoming easier to earn and to bring into their life. And the more money that they start to make, the easier it actually becomes. What is becoming easier? The money? No, it's the person, because the person is developing themselves. It's very much like if you didn't work out at all and you were becoming weaker or more weak. How do I say that? Anyway, you start to go to a gym. And you start to lift 5 pounds. You're going to do curls or presses with 5 pounds. And it's a struggle because you've never really lifted weights before. But if you stick with it over a period of time, before you know it, you'll be doing 50 or 100 pounds, and it won't be hard because you're building strength. You're building technique. You're developing the discipline to be able to work your body out and develop it along the way. Earning money is the same way. All the different things that are required for an individual to earn money in whatever way that they're doing it, if they continue to stay in the only way to earn money is to work hard, then it's always hard. It's always hard for the rest of their life because it's the only strategy they actually have for earning money. So if they start to learn how to earn money in easier ways or leverage the money that they are earning so that that money begins to work for them, they will see that it actually starts to become easier and they will be more comfortable with the risk in it because they're not worried about never having any again. So many people are afraid to lose money because they think, well, it's a risk. If I screw up this business or I make a bad investment, we're going to lose all this money. Then what's going to happen? You know, what happens is you go back out and you earn more money. Like it's not a big deal unless the only strategy you understand is you have to work hard and long in order to earn any substantial amount of money. So this shifts. This whole belief, this whole experience shifts with a person. And then as it begins to shift, you have other people in your life that see this happening and they're like, what the fuck's going on? You know, who the hell are you to earn this kind of money? And they start to judge you for it, right? Because it's not supposed to be that easy. And here's the other thing. People see you for who they know you to be. And let's say you're a guy that earns 50 grand a year. And they see you earn 50 grand a year. They may say, like, I have good intentions. I want you to earn as much as you want. But they don't really expect you to ever earn substantially more than that in your life. Because it goes right up against their belief system. Like, how can that happen? And what ultimately happens with that individual is they look at you and they start to look back at themselves and think that they're less than you. And nothing can be further than the truth. You just developed yourself in an area a little bit more than they did. That's all that you did. They have the same ability to do the same damn thing, but for whatever reason, they're not choosing to do so. So in that space, that's another thing that you get. You have people that are very immature around money, and they're judgmental, they're envious, they're jealous. Sometimes they can be cruel, and then that gets projected at you. So that's why responsibility in this gap is such a vitally important thing, because you realize this fundamental idea. I am not responsible for anyone. I am responsible to people as far as the relationship dictates that I have with that individual. The only time I'm responsible both to and for individuals is if I have a child that is under the age of maturity, right, for an adult. Otherwise, it's such a great gift to be able to be responsible for yourself because I have the ability to choose to do something with that and I don't need anybody else to do it. So when we're going through this process of here we are, we set a goal, we're moving towards achieving the goal, it's uncovering who we have been, and then we get to make the decisions along the way as to who we're going to change ourselves into in order to accomplish the life that we want to accomplish. And here's another thing about this. You will never change yourself into something that you don't seriously want to become. Like, you will become a more amplified version of yourself. That's what this journey creates, a more amplified version of yourself. Does it expose weaknesses? Does it expose things about yourself that you may not necessarily like to look at, flaws? Yeah, it does. But the great thing about that is that once you see them and you stop judging yourself about it, you can be like, okay, that's a very interesting belief or behavior that I have. That does not serve me or anybody else very well. So I need to change that. And you start to come from this inner strength that you're developing, and you have the ability to change it into something that's more positive. So you forgive yourself and move forward, and you also forgive other individuals. But really, and then all it is a replication of this, meaning that as we start to approach the goal that we set for ourselves, we're going to start to see the growth, our own growth. We're going to start to see the change in our maturity. We're going to start to see the change in our belief system, in our values, in our work ethic. And then all of a sudden, we're going to be able to see beyond that goal. We're going to be able to see the next place that we want to go to. And if we keep doing the same process through everything, you can design the life that you want. You can earn the amount of money that you want. You can choose to have all the experiences in life that you want. You could have amazing friends, family, lovers, whatever you want in your life, because it's your choice and you're coming from the place of, I am responsible for me. That's a tremendous power, and I can create my life absolutely any way that I want to create it and live it. And the other thing is this: you'll be fulfilled because you'll always be doing something that gives back to other people. Every gift, talent, desire that we have not only benefits our life from a place of fulfillment and various other things, but it also contributes to the lives of other individuals. So as we go through this, if we maintain our awareness, if we maintain the process, before you know it, you will have completely transformed your life, and you can make it any way that you want to be. So I wanted to throw this out there for everybody to give you an idea of what this actually looks like, because really when you break it right down, it's not that difficult. The most difficult part is dealing with other individuals and what they think about us as we go through it, and then making the proper decisions that serve us. And as far as like the technical aspect of the things that you're creating, it is maturing to the place where you understand that if you make a mistake, the mistake's 100% essential to get where it is that you want to go. You don't take it personally. You don't judge your mistake personally. Like, you don't say, I suck, I'm terrible, I'll never get there, I'm an idiot. You know, you don't do that. You see a mistake as a cause and effect experience that did not create the experience that you want. What that allows you to do is to go back and look at how can you work on the cause in order to change that effect so you do get the outcome that you want. And here's the thing. You are free. You're free of what other people think. You're free financially. You're free to create a life however it is that you want to make it. Living a life where you're completely unattached and you allow things to be as they are and create them as you want is absolutely amazing. I encourage everybody to do it. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.